parade. Harriet, with one or two school friends, went into town to see it. She returned a little after 2 o'clock. She came to the parlor and she asked if she could talk to me. I honestly don't remember what I was doing that I thought was more important, but I told her to give me a few minutes. It was during those few minutes that something else occurred. The accident had nothing to do with Harriet, and yet everything. It was chaos as everybody put down what they were doing. Police, ambulance, fire brigade, reporters, photographers, onlookers all quickly arrived from town, just as we on the island, the family, hurried to the bridge from our side. The driver of the car, a man named Aronson, was pinned, severely injured. We tried desperately to pry him loose with our hands, since metal tools.